Video: Alyssa Milano tries and fails to enter Florida migrant shelter. By Hannah Blow on June 26, 2019. Left-wing actress-turned-political activist Alyssa Milano played the role of investigative reporter on Wednesday and went live on social media at a Florida migrant shelter for unaccompanied youths, tried to enter the facility, and failed to do so. The far-left actress made a grand appearance at the migrant shelter in Homestead, Florida, Wednesday morning. She made a series of live videos and tried to enter the facility, to no avail. "I just asked to be let into the Homestead Detention Center based on a community visit, so let's see what happens," Milano said. An official eventually handed Milano a media request card but ultimately denied her entry. The former Charm star then informed her 3.59 million Twitter followers that the group of protesters was on its way to another office building to see if they could gain entry there. One of the protesters accompanying Milano accused detention center workers of using stall tactics. Milano seemed to bond with the advocates, who stood on ladders outside of the shelter and shouted to migrant youth. The actress said she was overwhelmed by emotion after standing on the ladder herself. "I just want to show everyone that we have some amazing advocates. Supporters that are on ladders and holding up hearts so that they can see over the fence to the children that are being kept at Homestead, in this camp," she said. "Just so everyone knows, I got up on this ladder and immediately started crying," Milano continued. "This is a very, very overwhelming thing to see. I don't know if you can see all of these tents." The migrants at the Homestead shelter are formerly known as Unaccompanied Alien Children, UAC, because they told border agents that they were not traveling with their parents, Breitbart News reported. Most of the UAC teenagers at the center will be quickly sent to sponsors after officials have checked the potential sponsors for possible criminality, such as forced labor, prostitution, drug selling, and MS-13 links. The average stay is just 36 days, according to a June 19 HHS report. But the vast majority of the sponsors are either the parents or the in-laws of the UAC teenagers. And many sponsors are also illegal migrants who have paid cartel-linked coyotes to deliver their teenagers to the Homestead camp, via the border agencies. Milano is not the only high-profile figure visiting the facility on Wednesday. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, is expected to visit the facility ahead of Wednesday night's first Democratic debate, as it is only 30 miles away from the venue. "We have to shut down that facility and shut it down now," Warren told supporters Tuesday.